USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Tokyo Olympics are underway. Japanese tennis star Naomi Osaka was picked as the final torchbearer of the 2020 Games to deliver a message of diversity and inclusion. Osaka, a four-time champion, lit the Olympic cauldron to officially open the Games. According to the organizers, 950 people attended the opening ceremony. The venue has a capacity of 70,000. 206 delegations competing were officially welcomed to the Games. First Lady Jill Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron attended the event. A very small portion of the actual athletes took part in the Parade of Nations compared to previous Olympics. There were tributes to those who have lost their lives during the pandemic, as well as the 11 Israeli athletes that were killed in a terror attack at the 1972 Munich Olympics. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.